proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue with our series, God With Us, by looking at how God and Noah interacted. Throughout the Bible, God manifested himself to be a personal deity. He networked with people, revealing aspects of his character to them. Today we look at how he did so with Noah, toward the beginning of human history. The writer of Hebrews commended Noah in the 11th chapter of his epistle. He wrote that, quote, "By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house," unquote. This transaction is contained in the Genesis chapter 6 narrative. In that session of scripture, God directed Noah to, quote, "Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch," unquote. God provided Noah with specifications relating to that conveyance of structure. He then continued that, quote, "I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life, from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die," unquote. Why did God select Noah to spare him from the effects of that cataclysm? A verse in Genesis chapter 6 reveals the answer. Quote, "Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord," unquote. Though the scripture described him in 2 Peter chapter 2 as a, quote, "preacher of righteousness," unquote, Noah still required God's divine favor to escape God's divine judgment. In Luke chapter 17, Jesus Christ summed up the prevailing attitude of Noah's contemporaries in the days before the flood came. The Savior described them as, quote, "They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came, and destroyed them all," unquote. While Noah built the ark, his contemporaries thereby engaged in mundane activities. They did not seem to feel any urgency to heed Noah's preaching and to repent of their wickedness and cry out to God for deliverance. Indeed, only Noah seemed to take heed of God's warning and took action upon it. His undertaking to construct the ark manifested Noah's faith in God. He believed that God would perform what he promised to do. This was done even though the earth had never previously experienced a flood of any kind. In those days, the mist from the ground watered the ground and enabled food to be grown. A flood was something completely out of human experience. But Noah, moved by his fear and moved by his faith, Noah believed what God promised to do and did what he commanded Noah to do. In the 7th chapter of Genesis, God gave this testimonial about Noah's righteousness. Quote, "Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation," unquote. As for the remainder of living beings upon the earth, the Genesis narrative revealed, quote, "Every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark," unquote. Because Noah believed God, because Noah built an ark, he and his family escaped divine destruction. God left another testimony to Noah, too. In Ezekiel chapter 14, God linked him with Daniel and Job as examples of righteous men. What did Noah have in common with Daniel and Job? Each of these individuals maintained their faith in God and backed up their faith with righteous living. This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.